No. Okay. Who's going to do a PowerPoint presentation? You will as well? Okay.
Basically, I can't, I'm really crap at remembering everyone's name, so I just sort of, rather than going into marketing and just sit here staring, one more moment again.
Okay, I'm.
I always just leave this up here because afterwards
Okay.
people know.
Sure, that's a good idea.
So.
I'm Catherine with a C. C A T H E R I N E. Right. True.
Okay, right, welcome to meeting B. This is going to go a lot better than the last meeting, basically, because I know what I'm supposed to be doing now. I am your project manager, and yeah, I'm just here to, you know, sort of liaise between the three of you and get things going. And I'm going to be making notes and sending them off to the parents and stuff, basically. Right, this meeting, what this meeting is all about, is I'm going to have some presentations from all three of you, what you've been working on for the last wee while, when you haven't been getting hit with spam on your computers. And you know, filling out silly questionnaires and things. But hopefully you've been actually doing something productive. So we're gonna, each of you are gonna give us a little presentation. Then we're gonna work, you know, from each of your presentations, we'll talk about what we actually need as a final coming together of it all. And then yeah, we'll sort of conclude and anything else comes up at the end of it.
How long is the meeting?
This meeting is not very long. It's probably down to about 35 minutes now.
Okay.
So I want each of your presentations to not be too long.
No problem.
5 minutes, something like that. If you haven't done a PowerPoint thingy, it doesn't matter. It just says that you, it's, that's just one particular medium. If you haven't had time to prepare one, you can draw stuff on the noteboard, you can talk to us. However you want to do your presentation, basically, you can. Don't feel pressurized into using this thing, because I don't. okay. So, you okay over there?
That's fine, yeah.
Are you joining in with this meeting?
Yeah.
Are you just doing some internet shopping there?
No.
Okay, jolly good. Alright, let's have, well, we all know that it's a remote control that we're going to be dealing with. I think the first thing we should look at is probably the what it is that it's actually supposed to be, so let's look at you, Catherine.
Okay. Okay, just connecting this. Are we getting it? Really? Okay. Cool. Okay. So I've got a very quick okay. So the working design, I've got a very quick presentation on this. So oh no, you can't see a thing. Oh well, I'm gonna draw it on the board then. It's in blue, and I couldn't change it. But it's fine on my screen, but never mind. So the idea is that we've got the energy source, which in our case, So I think maybe two batteries. I don't know what they're called, LR6 or something like that. And then on the remote control itself, we'll have the sender for the signal, which could be an infrared signal. Which will be sent by an electronic chip. And the chip will be controlled by the user interface. So we'll hear about that later from Gabriel. And the sender will send to the tele itself an infrared signal to tell it to switch on or switch channels. And that's it really for the working design.
Great.
Sorry, the presentation wasn't very clear. But really? Cool. Should I erase this or? Okay. Fine. Or suggestions. Well, it's just you don't want it plugged in, really. Indoors. I don't know. I think changing your batteries once every 6 months is not really a pain, but. Well, the thing is, you don't.
Unless you've got a TV the size of a football pitch, it doesn't have to go that far, does it? It doesn't have to go through a wall because you're not going to go through a wall.
Yeah, but it's like on the phone in the other room, you need some kind of
thing. Well, we can make the signal strong enough to go through walls if you fancy it. I didn't think about that. Why not? I just think that it's gonna cost more, and I'm not sure you're gonna use it. It's a fancy idea. It's quite nice, but then I don't know. Either if you want to watch the telly, you're in the room. You're gonna, but. Oh, we can keep the idea if you. We can see at a later stage, maybe. I don't know. Do you need the board or? Okay. Sorry.
Research that you've been doing, looking at other, existing units. Have you found that anyone else has looked into the locking?
No, that seemed like a novel idea, as far as I know. I mean, obviously, another that exists, like you said, in mobile phones.
Yeah.
That was sort of inspiration for it. I've never seen that in all my years in
remote
business.
Say if it's simple to do, which I think it probably should be, even if it's a physical, a physical switch or a physical cover for the remote, even something like that, then yes, it's like you said earlier on, a flip thing, something like that. I've had word down from head office that something that we should be centered at, well, something we should take into account is we've got to keep the corporate image within this remote control unit. It's got to look like it's an R&R. You know, the company is, it's, from what I can see from our other products, are yellow with blue light.
We
put the fashion in electronics, there you go.
And you have to carry that mantle.
So it's kind of got to look, it's got to look new and, you know, something fashionable. If remote control, well, if telephones can be fashionable, then maybe remote control units can be.
Yeah, these, I think we can, so we talked about the layout in my presentation, and what I didn't mention yet really is just the sort of, like, the ergonomics.
Yeah,
I think we can make big improvements over these two that you see here. Everything is going to ergonomic. You know, there's, you know, mice for your computers that are very ergonomic and keyboards, and that could be one of our niches, sort of in the market, I guess.
Okay, fantastic. Well done, Gabrielle. Lisa.
Served remote control users in usability lab, and also gave, so this is research, and we also gave participants questionnaires to fill out. Total number of people tested were 100, just so you know. So 100 people were tested, and these are the findings. So 75% of users find the remote control ugly. Okay, so they don't like the look of the remote control. 80% of them would spend more money if remote control looked really cool. I think we all agree with that. Current remote controls do not match well with the operating behavior of the user. So they don't like the way they operate doesn't match how people behave. 20% of the users say that they only use 10% of the buttons on the remote. So probably if you have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, those, they only use the up and down channels.
We've only got 5 channels.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing. 75% of users say they zap. Not quite sure what they mean, zap.
Then that's flicking quickly between channels.
Yeah, you want to have different channels quickly.
Yeah.
It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote, especially for the older generation. They also, remotes often get lost in the room, so then you can find them. So maybe tracking devices is a good idea.
Wow. You are a child of technology, aren't you?
I was thinking something easy to use, especially for older people, has to look really cool, flashy, really inspired. And it's easy to find. So I don't know whether maybe. And also, we asked them whether they wanted, whether they're interested in voice activating. So voice activation
people up to the age of 35 kind of saying, yeah, they want it. But no, they're not with the sort of, most people that have money are people from the age of 35 to 55.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
They're the ones that have been working for 20 years.
Well,
and that's quite a minority there. So yeah, it's not even like 50-50, that's 35%.
What about just from the perspective of our manufacturing cost? I mean, if it's 12.50 per unit,
yeah.
I mean, okay, there's...
I would say scrap that straight up.
Also with buttons, a thing called RSI, so wrist sense.
Repetitive strain.
Huh?
Repetitive strain injury.
Yeah, repetitive strain injury. So they don't hit people who watch TV maybe too often.
Well, maybe they shouldn't watch so much TV then.
So that's something we should have a look into when designing ergonomics, to see, have a look if there's any medical.
Maybe it could be, instead of pressing button, it could be just touching.
I think we can do some work in that department, the knowledge department, make some other improvements.
Okay.
So that is me.
That's correct. Thank you very much for that, Lisa. Okay, so we've decided that we're going for a basic television remote. It's got to be safe to use, it's got to look cool. It's got to be cheap. Now, going back to the industrial design of it, looking at whether to use maybe infrared or Bluetooth. I think we should just go with the simplest option on everything. And that would be infrared energy source, that would be batteries. We can look into using this, little tiny wing batteries or not special long lasting batteries. But I don't think there's any point in making a remote control unit that's going to last for 50 years, because technology would have changed, and we won't have televisions in 10 years' time. So
yep.
I think we'll agree on that. Anyone have any questions? Everybody happy in their work?
Seems like we're all pretty much on the same page.
Now, this is good. We've got a good structure going on. We all know where we're going to. Have any of you been getting loads of crap spam on your computers?
It's probably just you.
Just questioning.
Yeah.
Just trying to sell you things.
Yeah. Okay. Have you guys found out if we can email stuff to each other? Right. Do you all know my email address?
No.
But in the project announcement, you've got the addresses, I think. So project manager, it's participant1@ami.
Can you email me your email addresses?
You have them. You have them. But we'll send you an email. You want to have friends, don't you? It wouldn't be.
With a couple of different ideas.
Can't we have different colours?
Well, it could.
As opposed to a Sony product or a, you know, Panasonic product, it's got to.
It could come.
So you can have a look at our other products and see if they all follow a similar name.
But it could come in different colors and have the RR colors just somewhere, like just around the lock button could be the RR logo or colors, and if, yeah, I don't know.